If you have hyperthyroidism or Hashimoto's and are looking to save your thyroid, then you might want to take the 60-second Save My Thyroid quiz to find out how likely it is that you can save your thyroid. Upon completing the quiz, you will receive your thyroid saving score and a free report explaining your unique results, along with some things you can do to regain your health. To take the quiz, visit savemythyroid.com/quiz.
Hey, this is Dr. Eric. And for those listening who celebrate Thanksgiving, I'd like to start off by wishing you a happy Thanksgiving. And if you're listening to this after Thanksgiving, then I hope you had a wonderful turkey day. Speaking of turkey, in this episode, I am not going to answer the question, can eating too much turkey affect thyroid health? But I do want to answer a common question that comes up this time of year, which is whether or not eating a few unhealthy foods during the holiday season will prevent someone from regaining their health. Well, the truth is everyone is different. Some people can get away from eating some unhealthy foods while others can't get away with eating unhealthy foods. And some people might be able to get away with small amounts, and for others, a small amount of a certain food or allergen can cause problems. And speaking of allergens, it really depends on how much you stray from the diet. So if someone is consuming common allergens such as gluten and dairy, then they are more likely to experience issues than eating other types of food that don't fit into the diet that you might be following. So it really does depend. Like, for example, if someone is following a diet where they can't drink alcohol, like autoimmune paleo or even regular paleo, but they drink a glass of red wine on Thanksgiving or another day. We're focusing on Thanksgiving just because this episode's coming out on Thanksgiving, but it could be any other day, of course, where you stray from the diet, and there are worse things you could have than red wine. But red wine, as well as other types of alcohol, can potentially increase permeability of the gut, can cause or exacerbate a leaky gut. But arguably, it probably is better to drink a glass of wine than it is to eat a slice of pizza, especially pizza that's not gluten-free and not dairy-free. But also, I need to mention that even if someone eats gluten-free or dairy-free options, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's healthy. As an example, this time of year, I will get people ask if it's okay to eat gluten-free pie, like gluten-free pumpkin pie or pecan pie. And once again, it probably is a healthier option than eating a regular pecan pie that's not gluten-free, but it's still not healthy. Just like pizza, I've admitted that I eat pizza. When I was dealing with Graves, I strictly avoided pizza, but I can't say I have avoided pizza. But when I eat pizza, I do try to make sure it's gluten-free. I usually don't eat dairy-free pizza. But even if I were to eat gluten-free and dairy-free pizza, it's not necessarily healthy. Even if I made it on my own, it's not really considered a healthy food. Now, you could make it healthier by loading up vegetables. But getting back to Thanksgiving or the holiday season, or again, other days like a birthday, if you have a gluten-free piece of cake for your birthday, yes, that's probably better than having a regular piece of cake, but it's cake you still want to avoid. And that being said, of course, you could have healthier ingredients, like you could use cassava flour or other healthier types of flour. So you can make healthier dessert options. I'm not saying that you can't have some dessert for Thanksgiving or other times of the year, but if someone just goes to, let's say, a Whole Food and they pick up a gluten-free pecan pie and all the other ingredients aren't that great, or maybe they make their own and it's better, but still, you still want to be cautious about the ingredients. So it's different for everyone. I can't say that everyone will have a negative reaction when straying, but you are playing with fire. And then another thing you need to consider is how will you feel the day after you stray from the diet? There are some people who will have, let's say, a piece of gluten-free pecan pie, and they'll be okay. They'll be like, all right, this was my one cheat and I'm fine with it. They might actually feel better, not physically, but mentally, that they actually got some pecan pie for Thanksgiving. And then there are others who will feel really guilty and feel really bad that they strayed from the diet. So you know yourself better than I do. You might not know how you feel until after you eat. You might think you're not going to feel guilty, but then feel guilty. So you can't ignore how you feel the day after, or even a few hours after you eat, or even a few minutes after you eat. And once again, it's not just how you feel physically, but how you feel mentally as well. So that's all I want to chat about here. But before signing off, I want to let you know how grateful I am to you for listening to my podcast. I hope you have found the information to be valuable, not only in this episode, but in other episodes you might have listened to. And with that being said, I look forward to catching you in the next episode.
Thank you for listening to the Save My Thyroid podcast. If you haven't done so already, make sure you hit subscribe to stay up to date on the latest thyroid health-related topics. And to get your free thyroid and immune health restoration action points checklist, visit SaveMyThyroidChecklist.com. Thanks so much for tuning in.
I want to let you know about a product called Hepatoimmune Supreme, which is a unique supplement that has a rare combination of N-acetylcysteine, also known as NAC, milk thistle, and schisandra to support the liver. And it also has a few mushrooms that can help support the immune system, including cordyceps, which has both immune modulating and adaptogenic properties and is great for those with Graves' disease and Hashimoto's. To learn more about Hepatoimmune Supreme, visit SaveMyThyroid.com/liver support.